Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
see that cat coming down the street.
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that wicked man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Come in Tokyo. Come in Tokyo. Tokyo region. Gumby. Yes, Tokyo region. Man. Thank God for the Globetrotters. Out, we'd have been fucked, man.
I know.
We'd have been.
I kind of guessed that's been, why that was on.
Yeah. I didn't know whether I was connected or not. So I kept talking, but apparently all my hilarious asides went to the ether. Holy shit, man. That was fucked up. Well, anyway, I just wanted to blurt out that truth. And then, I guess we can, go on with the show. There we go. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour, blah, blah, blah. This is day 941 of America Shit the Bed.
Oh, jeez.
Like that one?
I do like that one.
Can't that's take you much anywhere, it. Man. You shit the bed. Trying not to add.
Bobo.
Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud sponsors of Big Jerk Driver Instruction Academy. Some of them guys, the alma mater was on the road this weekend. And the Possum Fund. I forgot to do a second one. We Possum Hour, thank you again for the patronage. Tonight's episode, blah, 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 Church of the Latter-day, blah, blah, and a beer batter thing. Monday Possum Hour during the week, clobbering time, and once again this Friday, no possum. You'll get nothing and like it.
Another no possum right. Friday. Got you.
Another no possum Friday. This one, man, I got to
pull the string on it. We got to pull the string on
well,
Friday.
Well, we got to get to like what is it, episode 300 or something?
Yeah.
what are we at now? Yeah, we're coming up on episode 300, maybe. But, Hey man, when there's no possum, that means I'm making some dough. So that's a good
thing. There you go.
All right. I'm surprised we've got so many of them together as it was. But,
got that right.
According to the script, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. This is the comedy bit.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our...
How do you handle a hungry man? The man handlers.
He's working up an appetite a manhandler can handle. Looks like my boy's grown up. He's ready for Campbell's Manhandlers, like beef soup, juicy beef, and sun-ripened vegetables. A big-tasting soup, a man-sized part of a man's meal.
The Manhandlers.
The Manhandlers. Mmm, good.
Oh, and there's our first caller.
Hello?
What are you doing?
This is Kathy.
Huh? What are you doing?
So, what's up?
I'm jacking off right now. What are you doing?
Not much.
Oh.
You have a sexy voice.
What's that?
You have a sexy voice.
So do you.
Yes.
I wish you were here right now so I could fuck you.
No.
No what? Hello?
No.
No what?
I want to have your retarded babies.
You want to have my retarded babies?
Suck the shit out of my ass.
Ooh, baby, I'd love to fuck you in the ass. Would you like my cock in your ass?
Drink my cum, fuckface.
Ooh, I'd love to drink your cum. What are you doing?
You sound like a child molester.
No, I'm not a child molester, but I'll fuck you.
I've got a pickle in my ass.
You got a dildo in your ass? Huh?
Yes.
Ooh, do you like it in the ass?
I think I'm gonna come.
No, you're not. You're not gonna come yet.
No.
Are you?
No.
You sound funny. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I'm on the speakerphone so I can touch myself.
Are you fingering your pussy right now?
I think you might be racist.
You think I might be racist?
Yes.
Get that.
Yes.
Where do you get that from?
Get your cock inside of me!
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Professor Oak.
Thank you.
We're not going to do away with formalities just because this show started up all fucked up, man. I think that was my internet provider, man. Like, well, I was having like a brownout. Like, the internet was just going like, no, you know, like it wasn't working all of a sudden. And I was muted, and luckily I was able to hit the Globetrotters. Do you want to do your bit now, Ted? Because we're all out of whack anyway.
Theo!
You want to say something to Apple Cheeks? You say something?
There you go.
Ted loves Apple Cheeks?
Ted says hi. And... Oh, I heard from Cake. I heard from Cake, Ted. So she's still for drawn air, thank goodness. Not surprisingly, this isn't a show. So. Everybody send Cake your positive waves. You get me?
There you go, man.
Send her your positive waves. I think she needs some positive waves. All right.
There you go. You sound like Oddball.
Maggie Steve. What's that?
You sound like Oddball.
Oh. Jeez. Be careful, Duty.
What happened there?
Oddball's the dog. Hold on. Okay. And where's Maggie C? Where's Maggie C, Ted? Where's Fort Prefect? Where's the gang? Where's Spanky?
Hey,
where's Alfalfa? All right. Easy does it, Ted. All right. It's all good. Hey, man, how was your weekend?
Hey, Sam, it's just the usual nonsense. Levittown.
Yeah.
The dreaded Levittown. Yeah. Well, I'm going tomorrow.
I got me a nice anecdote.
Oh, okay, all right.
I thought of this right before the show because I kind of, you know, like so much shit happens to you in a day. Or in a weekend or whatever, and you think, oh, this would be funny, you know, a funny thing to talk about to somebody or tell my friends or become part of my act. Yeah, or a possum. And this was just kind of neat. I was, I have this big struggle in my job of getting the fuck out sometimes.
Yeah,
in other words, your time is up, and
I figured that. Yeah.
Yeah. Your time's up, and you gotta. Yeah, you want to get out of there. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to work for free, and people feel like if they've stood in line for 2 minutes that they're deserved a thing, and a lot of times it leads to ugly circumstances. And,
I'm sure it does.
But this isn't one of those stories.
Okay.
Saturday I was at this church thing and I was humping, boy. I'm cranking them out for about 2 hours solid. And I look at the clock and I'm, holy geez, I'm a half hour later than I had planned. It wasn't real structured. It was kind of open-ended. I could stay as long as I wanted, but I wanted to leave at 8 and it was like 8:30. And I'm thinking, holy jeez, it's going to get dark, you know. So I cut off. I said, I'm really sorry, gang, but this is going to have to be my last one. And I turned around, and most of the people just kind of filtered out. But this mother and son were standing right there. And I heard the mother go to the son, "Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. He's not going to be able to draw you because, you know, he's all done. He's all finished." And I caught out of the corner of my eye, this kid just melted to the ground like a... I mean, like, if he just thrown a tantrum or something, I'd have been like, fuck him. But he just looked like I had taken the life out of him. I was like, oh my God. I said, yeah, except I'm getting this guy over here. He's going to be my last one, this guy.
So
hopefully he'll think people are... I probably did him a disservice because now he'll think adults are nice.
Now he's not ready for the real world. Thanks to you.
I know. I model coddle. What do they call it? Mollycoddle? I mollycoddle those boys. What are you going to do? Want to blow something up?
Yeah,
it was cool because that kid looked like he... Oh, I just ruined his whole fucking world, man. He couldn't even stand up. He's like, you're just going down to the ground.
Did you do a good job?
Yeah. Oh, I hooked him up.
Okay.
That's a keeper. Yeah. It's nice to do cool things sometimes because I'm 98% of the time I'm a jerk. And when you hook somebody up nice, it's a good thing. Peace and love.
Yeah.
Fuck hate, man. That's the theme. Fuck hate.
Fuck hate.
Right?
Yep.
Fuck
we're against hate here at Possum Hour. We're against it.
I can't hang with the hate no more, man.
Nah,
just got to knock it off. Don't make me come back there. Because I will.
Uh-huh.
I'll pull the whole thing over to the side,
right,
to the curb, and we'll see. We'll see who's hating.
Knock off the negative waves.
Knock
man.
It off.
Knock off the negative waves.
Knock it off. No more negative waves, man. Just positive waves.
Uh-huh.
Except for this Bruno Mars song. Because we're going to
blow
it the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty good one, man. I did it like, a couple nights ago. So it's weird. I think I was drinking scotch.
Say, did you say you were hungry?
Oh, I'm starved.
How'd you like to have my sandwich?
Oh, I'd love it.
You got it.
Good luck and tread water.
Don't treat me mean. Don't fall. look at me bleak. Well, I want a kiss and don't turn me your cheek. Well, I want a cuddle, don't tell me, baby. Well, I want love and I want you, baby. Baby, don't, wait, don't dream of me. Well, there's no fun in my loving machine. Well, don't bug me, baby, you know it ain't right. Swarm like a lizard when I hold you tight. Don't keep me jumping like a frog in a bag. Don't start digging when I want to cry. Well, don't bug me, baby, cause you know it ain't right. You squirm like a lizard when I hold you tight. Don't keep me jumping like a frog in a bag.
I was muted.
Yeah.
I said, don't bug my baby. Huh? Don't bug my baby. Alrighty. Well, glad we got through that one. I don't know what happened to Maggie C, man. She got mad at us for talking about Bobo too much, I think.
Oh, is she a Bobo person? I don't do that.
No, she don't like Bobo. She just don't like talking about Bobo.
Okay. I was watching the miniseries on Netflix, The Family. About
family.
Kind of the secret religious organization that's pretty much running the country.
Our country.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
And that, you know. Yeah, it's really, I'm fucking believable.
I thought the lizard people had dibs on that.
Separation of church and state, my ass.
Well, that only has to do with, that's the funny thing about that phrase, separation of church and state.
Yeah.
It really only means one thing. And that is that
you're finding it.
The state, the government will not set up a state sponsored religion.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that means. Mm-hmm. I thought it meant like, yeah, you can't go into church and start talking politics and shit. Because when I was a kid, that they didn't do that. I don't know. It didn't seem like they did so much.
Well, it's more like the opposite. You shouldn't be speaking about religious shit when you're running a country.
Well, you got that right, too.
Uh-huh. And the way they're... Bobo's their fucking biggest puppet. They love that guy because he's...
Oh, well,
they get all that shit right through with him.
You can vote for him, man. He'll do whatever they want. what I want to know about the guy is...
So you're right, Bert.
What is it
never
about?
Want to be president, man. Too many
Why?
Fucking religious people. It's just religious people behind it all.
There's theories on everything, man. What I want to know is, why does Bobo bring out the inner asshole in everybody?
The inner asshole. I like that. The inner asshole.
I mean, even the people that dig him brings out their inner asshole. People that don't dig him brings out their inner asshole, man.
That's it.
What the fuck?
He's like a bottle of vodka. After you finish that bottle of vodka, your true self comes out. That's what Bobo is. He's a bottle of vodka.
Well, he used to make the shit. I don't know, man. He might be onto something there. Because, I mean, like Obama, you know, like people that didn't like him, it brought out their inner asshole. No problem there. But the people that liked him went, yay, everything's cool, man. Let's lay back and enjoy the ride, you know. And, like, freak out on everybody else, which it seems like the people that I know that like Bobo are freaking out on everybody else a lot. And it's like, why, man? You're in power. What are you fucking freaking out for, man? You know.
Exactly. Rattling cages, our Bobo. He's rattling cages.
Yeah. And that goes along with our theme of fuck hate, because fuck that hate shit, man. Fuck it, hate. Positive ways.
I've always been against it. I've always been against hate there, Commodore.
He's on record.
I'm not afraid to
He's
say
on
it.
Record.
I'm going on record. I know I'm pushing the envelope.
He fucking despises. In fact, he despises hate. That's how much he's. He goes.
There you go.
He
I fucking Bobo.
Yeah. But it's true, man. What is that? You know, everybody turning into a bunch of inner assholes in their house. Shoot. Well, okay. For lack of a proper proper segue.
What do we need?
Today might as well be Groucho Marx Day.
Yep, he died. He died today.
I didn't even get to pose the question. Professor R.J. Gumby is on top of that.
Our Groucho.
So, ladies and gentlemen, or at least lady, thank you, Cheeks. Thank you, Cheeks.
Sweet Cheeks.
For showing up. We don't feel like complete losers.
Uh-huh.
Happy Groucho Day.
A man sat by the fireplace. The fire, it was out. It was out because the logs were soaking wet.
Were soaking wet.
He thought of days when he sat on his mother's knee, which, by the way, was also soaking wet.
So soaking wet.
He then put on his coat and hat and grabbed a nearby cane, and to the good old fireplace these words he did explain. There's a place called Omaha, Nebraska, in the foothills of Tennessee. My sweetie told me that someday she'll meet me at the corner of Delancey Street and Avenue B. From the shores of California to the rock-bound coast of Maine, we'll settle down in Washington, D.C. In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska, where the best things in life are free, in the foothills of Tennessee.
There's a place called Omaha, Nebraska, in the foothills of Tennessee. My sweetie told me that someday she'll meet me at the corner of Delancey Street and Avenue B.
When the snow falls in Montana and it's raining in Peru, I love you like the honey loves the bee.
In the heart of Omaha, Nebraska,
where the best things in life are free.
In the foothills of Tennessee, in Tennessee.
Joe Marks Day 2019. Welcome, yeah. Ford Prefect!
Thank you.
He's not really on the phone or anything, but he joined us in the Possum Lounge.
There you go.
Cheeks like the project.
So much. We need the dude. We hear so much that we're doing it before the roll call, thanking them for showing up. I love it. Of course, Applecheek loved it. Man, she's a Groucho fan.
Everyone loves Groucho. She's a fan.
You gotta love Groucho. Hey, I'm finally friends with the guy that wrote the Race Eyebrow.
Oh, Steve. He's a cool guy. He'll wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, cool.
He'll wish you a happy birthday, man. He's a cool
dude. I see him a lot at the Groucho Marx, the Marx Brothers group. So I figured, why not send him an invite? There you go. There you have it.
Nice. Yeah, he's a cool dude, man. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
When I read about him and his story, I was like, I wish that had been me.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking cool. You know, he ends up being Groucho's fucking houseboy.
Uh-huh.
Sheesh. What a great first gig.
I got to admire Alice Cooper. So, you know, Groucho used to call, like, I got to admire Alice Cooper. Groucho used to call him, like, 2:30 in the morning to ask him to come on over and watch a movie with him.
Yeah.
And, of course, he did.
Would that be fun?
You know, yeah.
The Grouch. They almost threw away the You Bet Your Life. You know that story?
Yeah, that's one of the ones, yeah.
They were ready to dump them in the Hudson. And
uh-huh.
They said, maybe we should take these, and they had a house full of these fucking tapes, but God bless America that they did that, because we need more good funny.
Yep.
In this world. Speaking
yep.
of which, needing good funny, have you ever seen this program called Schitt's Creek?
I have it. I never got around to seeing it. Your boy's in it, right?
Chris Elliott?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Elliott's in it. He's
yep.
got a prominent role. Now you're making me want to buy a monkey.
I have it on one of my, whatever it is. What is it, Netflix or Hulu or something like that? But I never
How's
got
that?
Around to watch it. I have
oh,
it on
okay,
one
I got
of those
you.
Programs
yeah.
I have. Yeah, is it yeah. Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is one of those Roku ones. You know, like... Nah.
Yeah, okay.
Goopy or gloppy or floppy or bloopy.
Yeah,
one of those.
Okay.
And, cause I guess the damn thing's been on like 6 seasons or something.
Really?
And,
shit.
Yeah, and I'm watching this. It's got Eugene Levy, funny guy.
Yep.
Catherine O'Hara, funny lady.
Yeah, I like Catherine.
Interestingly, it's got Levy's son playing his son.
All right.
And indeed, he did inherit the eyebrows.
Lucky kid, lucky kid.
Ah, chin up for prefect. We're gonna have Possum, the Possum universe, send Ford Prefect. Positive.
All right. Okay.
There you go, man. Positive waves. Feel better, dude. I went vegetarian for a month. Well, yeah, it's been a month, and I've lost like a total of 4 pounds. But I feel like a piece of shit. No, actually, I feel a lot better than I did before. I was feeling kind of poorly myself, and I don't know. Change of diet can help, man. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you right now. I want to cry. But anyway, this Schitt's Creek show.
Uh-huh.
And it's got Chris Elliott in it, which is a funny guy.
Yeah.
So I sits down. I didn't really binge watch. I watched 3 episodes. And I'm looking at this thing going, okay, I recognize funny people. Gene Levy, funny guy, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not laughing over here. What's that, you know, something.
Uh-huh.
I'm not laughing over here.
Uh-huh.
Trying a little harder on this show.
I think that's why I avoid it. First of all, I'm not crazy about any kind of titles that are kind of like a part. You know, it just doesn't work.
Oh, excellent, man. Our positive waves knocked Master Prefect off his bar stool. Good show.
There you go.
Jolly yeah. Good show. All right, man. Well,
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
No, that goes at the end, man. That goes at the end.
Settle down. Anybody wants to go to the toilet, go ahead now. All right, let him have it.
That's the beginning part, man. It's time.
Yeah.
We'll bring Ford Prefect up to date. The theme of the show, fuck hate.
Fuck hate.
Fuck hate. You can have like.
Uh-huh.
I believe even disdain would be still allowed.
Disdain.
Under
disdain. Yeah.
Disdain.
I like it. Disdain. Disdain.
You know. But hate is right out. No more. Fuck hate. So.
Fuck hate.
In the spirit. In the spirit of the 60s, man. Of which I got all the 60s shit on the slideshow and no 60s music.
I just binge watched The Wonder Years. The entire series.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Got through the whole fucking 6 series.
Wow. Well, speaking of which, the Easy Rider, you know, that's got its 40th,
yeah.
I guess, right?
40th?
50th.
Yeah.
50th?
60th. 50th.
And,
St. Pete didn't make it.
I'm reading out Cap's biography. He said, I love movies with happy endings. What a reactionary asshole. And here's, on that note, here's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Take us out of Psycho when Janet Leigh was bleeding in the bath.
Although I never watched The Man from U.N.C.L.E., I know I wouldn't like it if I did.
I saw a scene or two from Mary Poppins. I think it's too sadistic for a kid. which we stand. So hand in hand in hand,
we're gonna stamp out hate. That's our creed. Wipe out violence, intolerance, and greed. We're gonna start right now. Tomorrow is too late.
We're gonna stamp out hate. We're gonna stamp out hate.
Stamp it in the ground, and then take happiness and spread it all around. We'll put an end to grief. We can hardly wait.
We're gonna stamp out hate. We're gonna stamp out hate.
Sock it in the eye, shoot it in the stomach, yelling, die, die, die. We'll pull its insides out, and look at what it ate.
We're gonna stamp out.
Boss.
Take him up a lonely hill and nail him to a cross.
Won't it be kicks to watch
the blood coagulate?
We're gonna stamp out hate.
In these troubled times, I think there's a lesson to be learned from these dedicated young people.
Okay, get the door.
Getting together on a...
Hold him still.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
And I'm on the highway to
hell. I just got this
stamp
in.
Out hate.
It's the last minute.
Yeah.
This is the news. This just came in over the wire. We have exclusive audio coverage of Jeffrey Epstein's cell during his suicide. Go!
Move, Larry! No!
But I'm strange.
Sounds like suicide to me. That's it, baby. We got the proof now. We got audio proof. That was definitely suicide.
It's one of the sound bite that keeps on giving, man.
I wish I came up with that meme with the Three Stooges dressed as policemen or guards or whatever.
Oh, that was, I don't know. Yeah, it was cool, I guess, yeah.
Seems like an obvious one. I wish I did think of it first.
Yeah, yeah. Inside my eyes, his cheeks. Fools, what fools? Oh, man. And what was, it was just chilling because that one guy, I read his thing on the internet, and he goes, oh, yeah, I expect he'll get, you know, he'll probably be killed in prison in 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, the guy was killed in prison. Man.
Uh-huh.
Got any tips on the lotto there, Bob?
I want to hear about this first. I want to hear more about this first attempt.
Well, there's that.
Fucked up. Fucked up.
Yeah. There is that. That was sketchy. Sketchy. That's why you don't want to end up into the clutches of the authorities, because any fucking thing can happen to you, man.
They got you.
You have no control over nothing. But then again, several times it's come up that that guy was supposedly CIA. So, who knows? Could be basking his heels on the desert island somewhere. Which I doubt, though. I doubt.
No, I doubt so.
Yeah.
Hey, the Clintons got a lot of notches on their gun, don't they?
The Clintons did it, huh? That's right, because they're in power now, so they're able to control things.
So I had to shut him the fuck up.
Oh.
They'll always be in power. Once you're there.
No.
They took our multi. The Clintons took our multi.
No, multi. That was a rumor.
That was a rumor, man.
It turns out that he's on. He's QAnon. He's actually QAnon. But don't tell anybody.
Okay.
It's a secret.
There you go. Mom's the word.
Do not
baby.
Spread
Mom's
that around.
Word.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't spread that around. No.
Only
it
put
is a secret. Pick a lock.
With Chuck Barris. On an island with Chuck Barris.
There you go. Yeah. Jeff Epstein is going to be on the show next week as the new malt liquor man.
All
right,
there you go.
Yeah. I didn't mean to let the cat out of the bag ahead of time, but it seemed like, you know, why pass up that chance? All right. Now, here we go. The world's largest frogs are so big.
How big are they?
They're so big, they build their own pond.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Industrial.
New evidence
industrial
shows that
frogs. I like it.
Goliath frogs, the world's largest species, construct their own ponds, providing a safe place for their tadpoles, you know, to raise their tadpoles and whatnot. So, you know, you can't find a pond. Fuck that. I just dig my own goddamn pond.
They're like the Amish. They're like the fucking Amish. I like it.
They just make their own Amish frogs.
Amish frogs.
They do. They're kind of blonde on their belly, kind of green and yellow. English. Ribbit. I'm going to pee on your hand, English.
How are you?
Oh, yeah. Big ass fucking frogs. I wish I could put the link in the chat, but this guy's holding this frog in his hands. And it's like twice as big as his hands, and probably about 5 inches fat, big fat round, big fucking frog, man.
Jesus Christ,
frog, big frog.
Right.
That's right.
Build their own ponds.
They build their own ponds, man.
Yeah, they're not going to wait around for the lure to make them one.
Well, fuck with those
frogs, they're doers.
The Goliath frogs, man. They're Goliaths. They're rather handsome for frogs. They're big-ass motherfucking frogs, man. They're African. They're African, so, you know, you got to have a... can't be one of them white supremacist guys, I guess, or something. They have an open mind. You can't... can't be one of those inner assholes. Man, they're fucking big frogs. All right, on from frogs. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If I could actually tell you how my day went today, I'd be under arrest for several infractions. But, and I meant to put this in the slideshow, and I forgot. Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Bob's, Bob Saget. I'm going to write that in the chat.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
And you're allowed to say Bob Saget on the...
well, now.
Facebook Radio now.
Let's see. We got a Bob. Here we go.
Oh, Bob Saget!
Here it
is. Yes! Yes!
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Well, Bob Saget just realized that he looks like the Cholula lady. You ever see Cholula hot sauce? You got the little wooden knob on top.
Oh.
I've got a jar on my shelf, man. Well, anyway, the logo has this woman. What's she holding? Some peppers or something. And, you know, like a Mexican woman or such and such. Dressed in robes. But people claim that her face looks like it was modeled after Bob Saget. Young
and
Bob
you forgot
Saget,
to put
I
this
guess.
In the you forgot to put this in the slideshow.
Yeah, I meant to put it in the slideshow. Yeah, because you know you'd want to see this thing for the hilarity. But the link is on Remezcla, RemezCla.com. And just, I guess, look for Bob Saget, and you'll find the fucking article. It's funny as shit, man. He kind of looks like the Cholula lady. Cholula. I got a whole bottle of it. I haven't opened it yet because I still have hot sauce open in the fridge. I got it for free, man, at the Taste of Cincinnati.
Life is go.
Free shit. You gotta love free shit. Man, I was living on... they were giving away boxes of, what do you call, like noodles, you know? The noodles you cook up there in a box of noodles.
Okay.
Giving away boxes of them.
Boxes of noodles.
Boxes of noodles.
Did you get were they giving away dog food? Anything for Ted?
I didn't see any dog food. I didn't see any dog food, man.
You look there, you take care of that dog.
Nah, I don't like the crowds, man. I like to just stay in the tent and hide. Couldn't draw pictures.
I hear you.
They're a little much. Alright. I didn't look at the news before the show, so I'm not prepared at all for this.
Make shit up.
That's just an excuse that I'm making.
Make it up.
Not now. Okay. A new leech species has been discovered near Washington, D.C. Oh, baby. And that's the Smithsonian.com.
Yeah.
Smithsonian researcher describes a previously unknown species of olive green bloodsucker that has three jaws with up to 59 teeth. I know where you can find this thing, believe it or not.
Where?
White House.
This thing. There it is. thought he said it was Greek.
I didn't know about the three jaws and the 59 teeth, but and olive green, they got their, they need their color adjustment. It, that thing's bright orange, man. It's a big orange bloodsucker, man. God bless America.
God bless America.
Hey, oh, and God bless. Wacky news ensues.
Bob Saget.
I swear to God, that's the headline. It's Smithsonian.com. Look it up. Prove me wrong. A new species of leech is discovered near Washington, D.C. You can't make that up. All right. I don't think I have any poop stories either, man, which is a drag. I should have at least looked for a poop story, you would think. Here's something nasty. Oscar Mayer's ice cream sandwich. Oscar Mayer ice cream sandwich. Oscar Mayer ice cream sandwich. They include bits of candied hot dog meat.
What the fuck? Oh.
Meat purveyor Oscar Mayer is branching out into the dessert game with a latest project.
Why not?
Ice cream sandwiches with bits of real hot dog. Oh my
That's
god.
That's sick. That is fucking
If this
sick.
Isn't fake, if this is fucked up. No, this is. I don't know. This is dodgy. We're going to have to go to the Google for this.
Well,
Oscar
you know
Mayer
what?
Ice cream sandwich.
You know what, though? When I like to dip my hot dog in vanilla ice cream. So maybe they're onto something. they might be onto something here.
You could have something like that. Let's see.
Yeah.
Holy crap! No, there's a confirming release here. Oscar Mayer's releasing a hot dog infused ice cream sandwich. Too many Christmas.
It's for pregnant women.
I haven't had an ice cream sandwich in 10, 15, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And I love ice cream sandwiches. If I were to have an ice cream sandwich, I will guarantee you, it will have no fucking hot dogs in the goddamn thing. What are they,
no
out of their minds?
Don't need it at all.
The fuck, meat and ice. You don't put meat in your ice cream.
No.
I tell you what I like. Then he put the cherries in the vanilla ice cream. I like that. The cherries.
The chocolate covered pretzels. Ben and Jerry's Chubby Hubby.
Oh yeah. I don't think I've ever had that, but that sounds good.
Oh yeah. Can't go wrong with chocolate covered pretzels. That's
pretzels
delicious.
Crunchy, and it pretzels is odd. Pretzels is odd. It's a foreign matter in your ice cream, but it goes along with the flow. It doesn't.
Yes.
It's not a fucking hot dog. Get the fuck out of here. No. No hot dogs in my ice cream.
Say no to hot dogs in your ice cream sandwiches. Stamp out.
What?
Hot dogs.
Unless, of course, it's yours,
sandwich.
Gumby.
There you go. Yeah, baby.
You might have heard of this one. An accused car thief was also carrying a rattlesnake and some uranium when they pulled him over.
A rattlesnake?
Yeah, he had a rattlesnake, which is, that's bad.
Oh, okay.
And then he had, a bunch of uranium, which is, really bad. You probably had a radioactive rattlesnake at that point, man. Super rattlesnake. So, they haven't...
What was the third thing?
Point that this article goes. What's that?
What was the third thing? Then you have three weird items that don't go together.
I think he needed a shave. He also had a gun in the console and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. And ladies at home, nothing says lonely afternoon like Kentucky Deluxe whiskey.
Here's the possum challenge for everybody. Write the story. Write the short story about this guy. Come to the conclusion of why he has a snake. What was it? Uranium? A gun?
A rattlesnake? A canister of radioactive powdered uranium and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe whiskey and a gap. He had a heater in the glove compartment.
That's the middle of your story. Now write a beginning and end. There you go.
That's our man.
Throw in a hot dog sandwich. Throw in a hot dog ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, and there was a melting ice cream hot dog sandwich in the back seat.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Apply
nothing like
paper,
that.
Kids.
It's like Uncle Bobo says, you've never seen anything like it.
There you go.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, feet, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. The possum ain't far, thar yar thar. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings. Possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens. Now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam. He'll go good with candied yam. Doggone tootin', show as I'm shooting. Possum falling for me. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of my saplings, possum's laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, feet, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the hollow. Moon is shining bright on the treetop tonight. The possum ain't far, thar-y-ar-thar. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings. Possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens. Now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam. He'll go good with candied yam. Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting. Possum falling for me. Yeah, that possum gonna eat his fill. Now Phil gonna eat his possum. Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting, possum falling for me.
Well, yeah.
dare you.
I believe it. I believe it.
Oh, yeah!
Ford Prefect said he had never heard that before.
That song or Phil's version?
Phil's version of that song.
Uh-huh. Okay, Phil's version. Okay. A lot of people
and,
know that song.
I will be honest, I hadn't either, and I am quite a Phil Harris file. I love the guy. I got an autographed picture of the guy.
There you go. I'm not sure if I've ever heard his version of it either.
I hadn't heard that until, I don't know, a week or so ago when it... I don't know how I find this shit, man. Thank God for alcohol, or there would be no Possum Hour, ladies and gentlemen. And these are the this is the sacrifice I make for you, the listener.
I don't want to drink.
I don't want to drink, but, you know, I feel I owe it to you.
Look what we're doing to this poor guy. Drink up, Commodore. Find some good stuff.
Alrighty.
I like that. That's
I used up all my
too.
Stuff, man. Yeah, it was. That's a beauty, man. Okay, yeah. And I did all my cool shit. The other thing about that lady and her kid that I drew at the end, going back to the beginning of the show, if you hadn't joined us, I was Mr. Wonderful. But if the lady, a lot of times that lady would be a B word and start yelling at me, you know? And do you think I'd do her kid willingly? No.
Fuck no.
The fact that they were cool and genuine and just were like disappointed. Fuck that, man. We'll get you. If everybody would just be chill, there'd be a lot more joy, you know?
Kind. That should be the word of the day. Kind. You gotta be kind.
Kind. Kindness.
Kindness.
Let's bring back kindness. Make America kind again.
Drink from the cup of kindness, as the song goes, the Scottish song goes.
Maca, make America kind again, man.
Hey,
I don't
go.
Like slogans, though. I don't like slogans. You know, that stupid slogan, make America great again, that was Reagan's slogan.
Yeah.
And I think it was some other people's before that. It's not original.
Yeah. Not original at all. Well, no one thought of putting it on a fucking hat until this clown came around.
Yeah. In this country, we've kind of shied away from uniforms and whatnot over the years, especially since that Second World War, you know, where all the people dressed the same and went Heil Hitler.
Yeah.
Kind of shit ain't cool, man.
But they were all dapper back then.
Everybody loves a big crowd. Everybody loves a lively crowd and go team. So, whatever. I hope it all works out good, man. I'm out. I don't want to argue with anybody, man. I'm just my message is fuck hate.
Fuck hate.
Fuck hate. Fuck it. Ain't worth my time, man.
You're not duking
out
with any Facebookers?
No.
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 There you go. Bellow out.
Speaking of fuck hate. Fuck hate, I put that peace sign up there, right? And I said, fuck hate, man.
Yeah.
And most people dug what I was saying, you know. Fuck this shit. And this guy I know that loves Bobo. And it's weird, it's like, why is it that my real life people are weirder than the internet people that I know? like tease off within 5 minutes because I don't hang out on Facebook like I do. I just saw all this negative shit and wanted to put a positive message up.
Uh-huh.
And within 5 minutes, he posts a comment, blah blah blah, just a running misspelled crazy Uncle Bobo driven crazy rant. And I'm like, I didn't even, you know, I like saw what it was and I just, oh, jeez, delete. Fuck that, man.
Fuck
playing
it.
That
no you don't more, have man. Time for that.
I mean, and to think, the whole point of the post was, fuck hate. And he posts all this hateful shit in this comment. Delete. People need, okay, fuck hate and take better care of your inner asshole. Okay?
Yeah, your inner
it's
asshole.
Your responsibility. It is your responsibility and not ours. And we don't want to see your inner asshole. Don't show us your inner asshole. That's not appropriate. It's not polite. And it's kind of stinky.
Keep your inner asshole
in,
at bay.
Keep
it at bay.
Inner asshole. Keep that inner asshole to yourself, dear. All right.
Holy, holy, holy.
Yay! Oh, I thought that was longer.
I like that intro.
Yo!
I like that.
It's you. Oh, well, thank you very much. It's yodeling time. This is the Flatfoot Four. Take it away.
I kind of like the
Hey, man, you're
better,
talking
though.
About a Well, you'll have that. The Flatfoot Four. Oh, that's cool. Anyhow, yeah, Ford Prefect just outed me in the chat room, man. I am a closet pin collector.
There you go.
I must have, I'm sure I have in excess of 100 pins. Probably, I was thinking maybe 250, 250 pins.
Yeah.
Got some cool ones, man. Got some really cool ones. I got one I bought at the ticker tape parade for the Apollo 11 astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin.
All right.
And
all right,
the other
nice.
Guy.
The guy who didn't leave the ship.
Yeah. Yep, that guy.
That
Mike.
Guy. Old Mike. Good old Mike.
Mike, good old Mike. Hey, man. Something happens to Mike. You're shit out of luck, bub. Buzz.
You got that right. They'd still be on the moon.
You got that right. You're knocking golf balls off their craniums.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, yeah, that was a good one. I got a bunch of campaign. I got a bunch of Nixons. Some really cool Nixons. I don't have a can't lick our dick or whatever. I don't have any of the lick ones. Those are hilarious.
Yeah. You have any of the losers, like for governing and shit like that?
Well, I have McCarthy. Remember McCarthy?
Okay.
He beat President Johnson in the New Hampshire primary, and one thing led to another, and Johnson bailed out of the election, his re-election bid. Losers. Yeah, sure, I've got losers. Well, I've got, I believe I have a Nixon 1960 pin. Those are losers.
Oh, okay.
A bunch of Ikes.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of liberals because I come from a family of right-wing conservatives, man. It's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you have the classic I Like Ike one?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
all right. And the not-so-classic I Like Dick?
No.
For Nixon?
I don't have I
no?
Like Dick or I Lick or Can't Lick Our Dick. I have one really funny one, though, that where it's just like his head suspended in space, and you just kind of go, that's a weird-looking pin. And I have one with his wife, too, the same design. Whatever her name was, that.
Hey.
Pat Nixon, yeah. Yeah.
Nixon's my boy. I like Nixon. I see people like him.
Yeah. He was an effective president. Definitely. But, you know, he's a war criminal because, well, and so is Henry Kissinger is still alive because they had a secret plant on the Paris peace talks, which extended the war in Vietnam past the election.
Okay.
That's why they wanted to be. And extended war like 5 years. That's like hundreds of thousands, millions of lives, actually, that were on their hands. So, a lot of blood on the hands. But other than that, it's a very effective legislator.
Well,
very
they got to make a buck, don't they? They got to make a
yeah,
buck.
I mean, you know, somebody's got to die,
yeah.
Right?
Someone's got to put food on the table.
What's a little treason between friends? That's what I've always said that. You know, geez.
Exactly. You got to make ends meet.
Come on. Come on. A little treason here and there. I've never heard of anybody. Guys are sensitive. All right.
Well,
thank you very much, Ford. That was a dang tootin' good yodel, man. Donka for showing up, man.
Yep.
Make America dickless again.
I like that.
I tend to like it's funny because, like, sometimes I'll comment on stuff and I'll just refer to him as shithead. And people know exactly who I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, maybe, like, shithead would be... if. So if we ever say shithead, you know who we're talking about, man. Shithead.
That ain't the right thing.
I don't... That's a damn... ooh. Natty. Oh, dunk on my, my cheeks.
Ice water.
Yeah, the... And I'd like special thanks to the Harlem Globetrotters. Came through again.
Yes.
Beat Washington 67-3.
I had money on Washington this time, too.
I know. Me too, man. Me too. That's a double saw buck I'll never see again. Well, hopefully Vinny is good. Hopefully, I'm good with Vinny for a week, yeah. Things a little tight, you know. All right, man. Maddie's! Well, thanks for coming, everybody. It's an honor and a pleasure to do the possum.
Fuck hate, kids.
Waheem.
Fuck hate.
And, you know, we had the Phil Harris possum song, man.
Uh-huh.
Come on. You gonna find something other than that to do on a Monday night that's better? Okay, yeah, maybe there's a blowjob involved. No, if there's a blowjob involved, maybe.
Okay.
Come on. Let's be honest. Oh, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Oh!
right, Jack.
All right, man. You gotta sling the gars in the AM.
I sure do. Love it, Tom.
I was thinking for a show that nobody listens to, it's a pretty good one.
Good tunes.
Let's give Tommy a whack here.
I got to put up that Groucho while it's still the anniversary of his death.
Yeah. You gotta love the Grouch, man.
Gotta love the Grouch.
We were like 17, right, when he died, and I thought, man, I could have, I could have fucking met him. I could have seen him. That was like the first celebrity death that really made me go, fuck, man. I should have like tried to meet him. I can't, you know.
I was heavily in the room. And Presley was still all over the newspapers, and Groucho got a little fucking blood in
right.
the paper.
That's right.
I've never been so fucking pissed off in my life.
Well, not me, because I had that game with my... I had this game with my oldest sister. Guess who died?
Yeah.
And we try to, when a celebrity would die, we'd want to be the one to get them, which is like impossible to do in this day and age. I continued it with my kids. My kids and I did it. But when Elvis, I had Elvis, and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm shaking. Sally, guess who died? She goes, who? I go, Elvis Presley. And she goes, no. It was awesome. It was a moment to behold, man. She might have got me on Groucho the day before. I don't know. I don't remember, but I remember getting her on Elvis. Boy, that was the sweet smell of success. All right, man. See you next Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Be there or be square.
I hear you.
And, fuck hate. And
fuck hate.
Remember the other things that I forgot.
Drink from the cup of kindness.
Be kind, man. Or, at least try.
Thank you, at least. Yeah, thank you.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.